Dr. D'Souza dictating on John Lemoyne. John J-O-H-N. Lemoyne. Lemoyne. Lemoyne John. Date of consultation is 6/17/22. Date of birth is 7/28/66. Age 56. This is a consultation from Joanna Mantineo. That's Johnna, Joanna Mantineo, Mantineo, D-O. Joanna Mantineo, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Joanna, Johnna, thank you for sending John Lemoyne for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 56-year-old overweight male with a history of diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Has been experiencing shortness of breath and has had snoring and episodes of apnea. Period. The patient has a prior history of asthma as well, and he denied any significant cough or yellow sputum. He has not had any recent polysomnographic study. The next paragraph, past history, is patient's past history has included history for hypertension and diabetes mellitus type 2. History of coronary artery disease and hyperlipidemia. He has had he has had an ablation for arrhythmias and I'm sorry, and also had facial surgery for multiple fractures as well as shoulder surgery following an accident at a young age. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfa drugs. Next paragraph, habits the patient never smoked, drinks alcohol occasionally. He has been exposed to secondhand smoke. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of COPD. Mother is alive at age 87 and has breast cancer. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever. Denies cataracts or glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. He has wheezing and some shortness of breath and apnea. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or arm pain, but has leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. Denies urinary symptoms of flank pains. He has muscle stiffness and joint pains, and he has headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, med list included atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily, metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, and Ozempic 2 milligrams weekly. albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white male is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, superficial edema. Blood pressure 140 over 100, pulse is 96, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 280 pounds. Saturation 95. HENT ear norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery, with occasional wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds regular, sonorous 2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 2 plus edema with stasis, dermatitis, and decreased peripheral pulses. More calf tenderness. Neurologically, reflexes of 1 plus, the nerve grows motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea, and number 2 is history of asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 3, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number 4 is hypertension, and number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan the patient will go for a polysomnographic study. Also get a CT chest to evaluate them for any lung nodules. And he was given a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And a complete pulmonary function study was ordered with bronchodilator studies. Can you please add in the past history? In the family history, the patient's mother had a history of rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph. Continuing the plan. The patient will try to lose weight, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Joanna Mantineo, J-O-H-N-N-A, Mantineo, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O, D-O. Thank you.